And so, now I invite you to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Relax in your seat and take a deep, cleansing breath. Hold that breath for a few seconds, and as you breathe out, just let go of physical tension anywhere in your body. Feel your body relax, and as the tension melts away, release anything that is keeping you from realizing the truth of your being. Free your mind of unworthiness, worry, or doubt. Let go of any limitation that you have put on spirit or on yourself. Right now, in the stillness, your sole purpose is to experience the divine and to know the truth, that you are at this moment and always immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. As spiritual beings created in the image and likeness of the divine, your very essence is of God. This is what our wayshower Jesus Christ came to show us, that there is no separation. You are one in the one. You are one with all the powers of the Christ. At the center of your being lies an unlimited, eternal wellspring of love, faith, imagination, and wisdom. This is who and what you really are. You are whole and complete. Eric Butterworth said, "You are not a helpless creature bobbing around like a cork on the seas of life at the mercy of the storms of fate and circumstance. You are the very self-livingness of God, the very self-livingness of God. Nothing in this physical world can disturb you or diminish you. There is nothing to fear." So using your powers of faith and spiritual understanding, you look past negative appearances that cause self-doubt and fear. These are not the truth of your being. They are only false evidence appearing real. You have the courage to step out of the boat, to navigate the troubled seas of your consciousness and claim what is spiritually true. And so today, if there is any area in your life where you have been faltering in fear, as Peter did, gently bring that into your consciousness now. Picture the event or the situation that seems fearful. Know that the first part of dismantling your fear is to invite it into your awareness without judgment. In this now moment, visualize a perfect white light enfolding and expressing as you. You are in the light. The light is in you. You are the light. And now, for a few moments in the silence, see the divine light that you are, gently surrounding and unfolding and enfolding the situation. See the condition you considered fearful gently fading away into the nothingness that it really is. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. Just feel the freedom, the serenity, the joy, and the peace that comes with this release. Resolve now to look past any future negative experience for the good and the true and the real. Set the intention to give up any sense of a life separate from God. Give up the false for the true. feel the oneness with the divine in all creation. See potentiality instead of limitation, love instead of fear, and hope instead of despair. And so now, dear God, sweet Spirit, our hearts are full of gratitude for all that we are. We live in divine expectation from an ever-expanding awareness of what is spiritually true, and we are so grateful. And so it is, in the name and through the power of the Christ, we say amen. And now, in deep gratitude and celebration, let us join together in singing our Lord's Prayer.
Deliver us from evil, for